This is the Gift of Gab podcast. I'm your host, Gabrielle, connecting you to the highest and flyest in the Mile High City. Follow me on all major platforms at the Gift of Gab 555. This episode is sponsored by the Ever Collection by K. Michael. Visit evercollection.nyc to get a pair of the flyest eyewear in the game. Tag me on social media in your eyewear for a shout out on the podcast. We hope that you enjoy the show. Hello and welcome back to another episode of the Gift of Gab podcast. Today we're here at Jazz Mile High Smoke, Denver's first and only canna bar, and we have a very special guest. Would you like to introduce yourself?
My name is Michael Vischer. I'm president of Good Times Cannabis Products.
Welcome. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing great. It's nice and chilly. It's perfect.
Yes, I'm excited to have you guys. I've tried your products a little bit working here, and I think that it's just an interesting take on edibles because they're just different than anybody else. So tell me a little bit more about Good Times and like what you guys are and what you guys offer.
Sure. So we actually started as a science company, and we created a fast-acting formulation. And so our cannabis water-soluble formulation is designed to create higher bioavailability and a faster onset time. And that is really the future of the edible industry. So we wanted to put products together, and when we finally created a formulation that works, that really sits on in 10 minutes, repeatedly, not sometimes, but all the time, we wanted to find products to put it into. And the idea of making another gummy or another cookie or another brownie or another chocolate wasn't really appealing to us. And the other aspect that we were looking at was serving underserved communities in the cannabis space, which is the over 55 community.
Okay.
And so one of the things that happens for people who have grandpa and grandma in a nursing home, they find out that when they don't want to take their medicine, they'll put it in pudding and Jell-O. They'll crush up the pills, they'll put it in pudding and Jell-O, mix it up, and grandpa and grandma eat it that way. And we're able to get the medication. And we thought, what a great way to be able to introduce cannabis to that population demographic is give it to them in a pudding or a Jell-O. And the entry point into those markets is a little bit difficult. So we wanted to come in a fun way to the cannabis space. And we thought, what's fun? Jell-O shots are fun. Nobody makes a Jell-O shot. And so we designed a quick delivery system in a nice little Jell-O shot product. And as we launched, we came out with two flavors, then we brought in four more. So we have six flavors of Jell-O shots. They come in 10-pack assorted packs you can pick up at your local dispensary in Colorado. And as we are expanding, we're looking at other products that the cannabis industry would really like to see. And there are a lot of coffee drinkers.
Yeah.
And so we wanted to introduce coffee in a way that people can put it in their beverage, as opposed to making a full coffee beverage.
That's a lot of pressure.
In the cannabis space where it can, in the retail, in the commercial cannabis space where it's only 10 milligrams, that would mean that anybody who consumes more than 10 milligrams of cannabis would have to drink 2, 3, 4 of those to get the effect that they wanted. And we didn't want to fill someone up that way. And so we designed the coffee shot. And that way it's a coffee additive designed to be put into your favorite coffee beverage, whether you brew your coffee at home or you pick it up at your local coffee retailer, hot coffee, cold coffee, frozen coffee, coffee milkshake, you just put it in. And if you're a 10 milligram doser, great. One shot of coffee is enough for you. If you're a 20 milligram, 30 milligram, 40 milligram doser, you can put three or
it's
four
essentially
cups,
like espresso, right, with cannabis, though.
With espresso with cannabis. And you can go about your day and have the dose that you're looking for.
Hmm.
Same thing with chais. You know, so people who want their, because it's
dirty
a cold
chai,
brew.
That's my favorite. I can't believe I haven't tried it that way
yet. Yeah, that's
it.
So that and hot chocolate. They've been super popular, particularly here in Colorado on the ski slopes. Everyone wants to come down when they're done skiing and either have a hot apple cider or a hot chocolate. Two shots of coffee in their hot chocolate and you've got a really nice dose, you know, particularly after a day of skiing. So that was our entry point and our direction in bringing coffee shots to the cannabis marketplace.
How'd you guys pick the name Good Times?
Well, we wanted something fun and we were looking at different names, and we were like, these are really a good time. Doing Jello shots is a good time. So, and then the, but there's a burger place called Good Times, and there's a TV show called Good Times, and we wanted to make sure that we didn't infringe on any copywriting in that respect.
So that's why you have the only spelling like
so
that.
So we used Stoner spell.
I like that.
Good Times.
That makes sense.
And so that's how we came up with our brand.
That's awesome. I like it, how it has the little, I don't know what you call those over the U.
There's a name for it, but I also don't know what it is. But it's the right, it's what the pronunciation, if you look at the pronunciation part in the dictionary for good, that's how it's spelled. Mm-hmm. So we were like, let's get funky with it. And so we figured we've got a different out-of-the-box product. Let's use a different
that's
out-of-the-box
cool.
spelling.
Yeah, I didn't even know, because for here, I learned about your product here at the Canna Bar. And to me, I was like, it's like you guys were made for each other, because Jello shots at the bar, it's the, like the drinking in this environment, people are into it. Sometimes they'll buy rounds of Jello shots like you would at a bar.
That is where, you know, as the consumption market opens up, you know, the Jello shot was also the perfect kind of entry point, because when you're at a bar or watching a football game for socializing. The other thing about the Jello shots is because of the fast-acting formulation that we use, it really sets on quick. It peaks at about 35 to 45 minutes. You get about an hour-long ride at the top and an hour-long come down, which, again, perfect for the bar. Very similar to the alcohol experience where you hit it, you come up, you come down, you go home. Mm-hmm. And so that's really where we want our product to land, in that social gathering. No one's showing up to their friend's house with a box of gummies and saying, hey dude, you want to share my gummies with me? But there are plenty of people showing up to a party going like, dude, I got Jello shots. Mm-hmm. They're wee Jello shots. Mm-hmm. So that was the fun aspect,
the fun
of,
aspect
of what
of
we were going after. Yes.
Yeah, I definitely appreciate it. And I see people that they just are really, we have travelers from other states, and they are really love the idea of the Jello shot, but they're also comfortable with it. And the fast acting, I think a lot of people appreciate, because some people are like, well, edibles don't affect me, until they do. And I'm like, I know all about that. And it's just, when you don't have to wonder when it's going to kick on and keep going, you can just kind of doom. That, it's way better that way.
That's exactly what we were going for. That, and again, that's why we're a science company first, our biochemist. You know, we're a small company. And one of our founders is a biochemist, and she spent a lot of time making sure that this was not a fluke, but that it was a really consistent science-backed process that with the effect of how it works.
So before you started this company, you were in the cannabis industry space. What made you kind of change from where you were to, hey, let's try this science experiment and, like, see what happens?
You know, I've been in various aspects of the cannabis space, from running a dispensary to making cookies and brownies to growing flower to consulting for emerging markets. And I was at a seminar where one of the large edible manufacturers was talking about the future of the edible space, and they said that the future of edibles is in perfecting the fast-acting technology. At which point I went to my biochemist friend and I said, do you know anything about this? And she's like, I know a little bit, but we could do some experimenting and see if we can make it work. And we spent about a year doing some research and development on a little desktop. We built a little lab. And
I like that.
We did a bunch of desktop research and making different formulations using different ingredients and various scientific methods. We ended up with a pharmaceutical grade process that we purchased the equipment directly from the manufacturer who provides the equipment for pharmaceutical companies in making the same process. So we use the same processes that the pharmaceutical companies currently use to create their fast-acting pharmaceutical products.
Okay. But you applied it to cannabis.
And we applied it to cannabis.
Huh.
And we used a it wasn't something that was off the shelf or someone who told us how to use it. We scienced it. And we had a PhD biochemist
do
the work.
Awesome.
And that's why the quality of the product is what it is.
And it kind of sets a standard. I'm sure there's other people that are like, oh, yes, this is the move now, you know?
There's a standard out there. A lot of quick fast-acting edible manufacturers, what they're really doing is creating a faster acting product.
Okay.
And so, yeah, their product sets on in faster than 60 or 90 minutes, but very few of those products have a consistent onset time of 10 to 15 minutes.
10 to 15 minutes. Yeah, no. What is your favorite product of your guys's?
The eggnog. So we did an eggnog blend for the winter season. And I love it in hot chocolate. So I have a coffee every morning. Mm-hmm. But in the evenings, hot chocolate with an eggnog, good times. I think it tastes fantastic. From the Jell-O shots, I love the strawberry Jell-O shots. I'm so impressed with the quality of the flavor in the Jell-O shots that we put together. That probably strawberry is my favorite. But our award-winning flavor is the orange Jell-O shot. This year we'll be entering the strawberry in the edible competition, so we hope to see some more awards from them this year.
Oh wow, that's awesome! How long have you guys been in business?
Just over a year and a half. We're a young company. This past year, 2022
after
was really
the pandemic. Nice.
After we really got up and running during the pandemic, and then we launched summer of 2021. And then we've been working additional flavors and then the coffee products. And then we launched our coffee this past summer. And this year our coffee has won top choice at the THC Classic for beverage. We won best unique edible and we won third place in the Food Fight event this year, which was an edible only competition.
How do I get signed up for that? sounds like a good time over
contact
there.
Contact the Rooster Magazine.
That sounds like a good time. Yeah, my favorite is definitely the coffee with the eggnog, or we got this new white chocolate hot cocoa, with the eggnog shot. Oh my gosh, that has been my favorite thing that I've tried so far. I've only tried the cherry Jell-O shot, which was really good, but I'd never been much of a Jell-O shot kind of person, so I did it like to be in the moment. But for me, I like the coffee because it's more liquid. It's the consistency of Jell-O, but in the moment, I'll still do a weed Jell-O shot the same way we'll do another one. Yeah.
And you can also make mocktails with the Jell-O shots. So if you let the Jell-O shots thaw, let them out of the fridge and melt at room temperature, and you pour them in a Sprite.
Oh, we're gonna have to try that.
You can make various kind of cannabis based mocktails with that.
And where can we find you?
So we are at various dispensaries around Colorado. We're relaunching our new website in the next 2 weeks, which will have a location finder on the website.
Okay.
But right now here in Colorado, you can find us at the Healing Tree, the Green Depot, Denko, Rhino Supply Company. And then in the mountain towns, we're up at Happy Camper, the Green Cross in Silt, Honey Bear Apothecary. And those are only the ones I can remember off the top of my head.
Off the top of your head, and Jad's Mile High Smoke.
And Jad's
right
Mile High
Denver.
Smoke here in Denver carries all our products. And it's a great place to come in and you can try them. You can experience them, you know, get the whole atmosphere of hanging out in the bar with your friends, get to do the shots, get to have a coffee. It's a great, you know, we can do a watching a football game or a basketball game. You know, March Madness is coming up. This is a great place to kind of bring your friends, hang out, and do a variety of cannabis products and have that experience.
Awesome. So how can we find it, like, you and keep up with you guys at Good Times?
So Good Times maintains our webpage is GUDTYMZ.com, Good Times, just like our name, no special symbols or anything like that. And then on Instagram, we're always posting stories of the events that we're doing, the sampling events that we have, and that's at GUD.TYMZ.
Okay.
On Instagram.
Awesome.
Instagram, and same thing on Facebook, it's GUD.TYMZ on Facebook. And you can follow us on those social medias. We don't do a lot of tweeting.
Yeah. But I'm still trying to learn about it, but I just want my what I say to be like the caption for a meme so I can post it elsewhere. I'm like not into Twitter, but someday maybe. And then anything exciting coming up that we can look forward to?
You know, this Sunday at, I believe it's at AntLife, and you can check Rooster. Rooster is running their Jokes and Tokes events. So basically once a month, they're bringing in at a different venue comedians, and then they'll have samples. We're a sponsor of those sample events. So we'll have our Jello shots and our coffee shots. We'll be giving them out to attendees at no charge, so they can come get a sample, get some laughs, have a good time. So that's the big event coming up now, and then we'll have some big events coming up for 420 and other events that we'll be posting on Instagram and on our website.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thanks for having me. This is a blast.
Yes, awesome. Well, thank you for listening, and check us out on thegiftofgab.podcast.com.